Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And this episode is going out the day before Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now, for us Carmelites, obviously that outside of the Triduum Woman, etc., that is like the solemnity for us of the year. You know, Carmelites, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, big thing. And for us Carmelites, us old Carms, the gospel that we hear for that day is the moment of our Blessed Mother before the cross of her Son. Now, for such a high holy feast day, you think you want something a little bit more happy, you know, like the Visitation, the Annunciation, not the Crucifixion. But there's something about that moment of the life of Mary that is of intrinsic importance to the life of the Carmelite. We have a special devotion to the cross as a means of bringing about the necessary sight and ability for that life of prayer that our charism calls us to. You know, a Carmelite that doesn't have some sort of relationship and a means of praying from, by, and through the cross, not much of Carmelite. Okay, quote me on that. And I've mentioned this before, I'm going to mention it again. One of the ways I understand the scapular, the brown garment as Carmelites wear, big devotion in the church, is as the two arms of Mary. You know, this sort of like a hug from our mother. And in that moment of the crucifixion, we see her arms that she can't reach out to her Son while he's on the cross. She aids him in coming down from it. But in that moment, who is she embracing? She is embracing the beloved disciple. Her arms are with him, wrapped around him, finding strength in him, but also giving her strength to him. And of course, John being the symbol of the spiritual church. Many of the church fathers spoke in that way, while Peter is sort of the hierarchical, sort of structural church. Both are needed. And we see Mary's special role, therefore, in aiding that spiritual aspect of the church. And she does it not just in a what we see in a pietistical sort of way where she's off praying or etc. We see it in a way of being with us, joining with us in our moments of suffering by making herself open to us via her own suffering. So even in the scapular devotion, there is an element of the crucifixion there, because we see the profound aspect of Mary's embrace being revealed in the moment of the crucifixion. So we can understand in a fuller sense the great gift, devotion, and the life of piety that comes about through devotion to the Browns Capital of Mary, only by and through our ability to be before the cross. So when we wear the scapular, we are in a way always with Mary before the cross of her Son, our Lord, and her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a fundamental aspect to the scapular, and we can't give it up. So if you are wearing the Brown scapular, please realize that it brings you through that physical touch of the devotion. It's not many words involved, but that physical touch reminding you that you are there with Mary before the cross of her Son. And she gives you the necessary strength to stare upon, to look upon, to gaze upon our Lord and Savior, who we ourselves hung upon the cross, and whose eyes are gazed back upon us, not with a gaze of condemnation, but with a gaze of love and of mercy. Mercy that he already expressed on the cross for the repentant thief. He was able to show mercy there. So by being with his mother, how could he show us anything other than mercy? So the devotion to the scapular reminds us of our unique place with Mary before the cross. Period. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So that's why I want to talk a little bit about Mary, the cross, and our devotion to the Brown scapular. So if you're wearing it now, I would just encourage you over the next few days to, as you touch it, as you hold it, as you maybe rub it in your fingers, to realize that as you embrace this garment of Mary, she's embracing you now at this very moment before the crosses that are in your own life, for the crosses that our Lord and Savior wishes for you to allow him to also embrace for your salvation. And knowing that in those moments of suffering because of it, that you do not walk alone. Just as Christ didn't walk alone with the crucifix, his mother followed him along the way. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my blog posts. You can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my YouTube channel. You can even email me through my website. All this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.